Ukraine debuts LGBTQ unicorn troops. By John Hayward on May 31, 2022. Ukraine's gay, lesbian, and transgender military volunteers are adding a unicorn patch to their uniforms, right under the national flag. The patch is meant as a rebuke to Russian rhetoric about denazification and Russian rhetoric about the absence of homosexuals in the military forces of former Soviet territories. The unicorn patch became popular with Ukraine's LGBTQ community after Russia annexed Crimea in 2014. Since there were supposedly no gay soldiers in the army, gays sarcastically chose the mythological unicorn as their symbol. Germany's Deutsche Welle, DW, reported last summer that Ukrainian soldiers began coming out in greater numbers in 2018, including those deployed to fight Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Even then, gay Ukrainian troops thought identifying themselves could help counter Russian propaganda about fascists running Kyiv. One of our aims is to expose the lies of Russian propaganda myths that claim Ukraine is being ruled by a neo-Nazi junta. How could there be talk of neo-Nazis in an army that has gay-friendly units, and in which gay and lesbian active duty and veteran service members can come out without fear? Viktor Pilipenko, founder of a group called Ukrainian LGBT Soldiers, told DW in June 2021. Similar sentiments were expressed by unicorn troops who spoke to Reuters on Tuesday. They said there was no aggression, no bullying when they volunteered for frontline duty against the Russian invaders, and their commanders said homophobia would not be tolerated. "The thing I'm worried about is that in case I get killed during this war, they won't allow Antonina to bury me the way I want to be buried. They'd rather let my mom bury me with a priest reading silly prayers, but I am an atheist and I don't want that," one of the unicorn soldiers said, referring to his transgender partner. LGBTQ recruits say they are deeply concerned with the repression they would face from Russia if Ukraine is conquered. They point to the harsh treatment of gays in Donbas, where separatists aligned with Russia controlled towns and cities before the massive Russian invasion began in February, and the vicious treatment of gays by Russia's Chechen allies. Whatever complaints about discrimination gay Ukrainians had before the war, they seem to be in agreement that life under Russian rule would be worse. The LGBTQ plus community in Ukraine is in huge danger should Russia win. If Russia wins, it means darkness. There will be no freedom, no opportunity to be yourself. No rights for diverse communities, Territorial Defense Volunteer Vlad Shast told Forbes in March.